episode of the We Are Adults Show, brought to you by Hoppy Ed Productions. I'm your host, Sean, and across the long, long ways, Danny. How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good. It's supposed to rain this weekend out here.
I don't know. We got rain on Thursday or yesterday, so I don't know if there's any more rain coming our way. Probably.
But this rain is going to bring snow to the Midwest, where I'm going to be next week. I get the full range of Midwest spring from one day it's snowing to 2 days later it's 80.
That's too funny.
So I was browsing through Reddit today, you know, enough killing time in between stuff to do at work, and I came across this article. This dude married conjoined twin sisters.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Everybody's just bringing up the same questions as last time she was in the Reddit news.
But the sex stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, because it's is it rape if one of them doesn't want to have sex but one of them does? If one of them's like, or what if like they both want it, but he's bad, like one of them thinks he's bad at sex and one of them thinks he's great at sex, and one of them's just like into it and the other one's just looking at her like, dude, seriously, it's not that great.
Who knows?
But yeah, I mean, it's just, it raises interesting questions. I'm sure even more than just the sex stuff, you know, like, yes. Is he responsible for both of them now?
Well, you can't marry two people, so they
yeah, that's weird.
Everybody keeps putting in that he probably married both of them spiritually, or as we like to say, Mormon-like.
I mean, definitely sister wives.
Right.
They could just cast a reality show about them and just save on money. You don't have to hire like five or six people. You can just hire, you know, three people, two bodies.
Yeah.
Oh man. But so last week I went to a couple concerts, right?
Yeah.
And one of them, as far as like being an amazing, awesome show that I recommend going to see, is this band called Mac Sabbath. So they dress up like demented versions of Happy Meal characters, the Happy Meal. Yeah.
I remember you talking about this. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, excellent guitar musicianship. They got it, you know, they did a bunch of different songs, you know, as the lead singers riffing different band names tied with food. He'd bring up different bands and the band would start playing songs from them at some different points. And he's like, no, we're not doing that. Also, they had the big ass mascot costumes on trying to play guitar and bass.
That's gotta be rough.
Like their hands were kind of free, but still, man, like you can't see what you're doing. So you have to know every position by heart. But I still think my favorite though is now after seeing them is the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mix of Hamburglar and the drummer from Kiss. That goes by the Cat Burglar.
That's funny. That's too funny. Oh.
But yeah, I saw them. Pretty good show.
Yeah. Entertaining.
Entertaining. And then I also got to see Infectious Grooves with a couple of original founding members of Suicidal Tendencies. With Mike Muir, who's still going around with Suicidal, and Robert Trujillo, now of Metallica. In a tiny little venue.
Oh, the bassist. Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah, he got to start with Suicidal Tendencies.
Oh, okay. He was just like, Metallica's calling me, I'm leaving.
No, actually, they did Suicidal. They did Suicidal, then Infectious Grooves, and then he went to Metallica. Yes.
Gotcha. He's like, I'm going to make so much more money.
Oh, yes. But his son, the funny thing is his son now plays for Suicidal Tendencies when they go on tour.
It's a small world after all.
Right?
Can't have the like, original, just the second version.
Yeah, well, I mean, it helps, so if he has any questions. Hey, let me ask my dad how to play this.
I just can't hit the note, Dad. You can do it, son. I know you can.
Right?
Ugh.
And then also, last weekend, I wasn't able to go on the day of because of the concert for Infectious Grooves.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, I got an email saying that I could go down there early as a member. It was Solaris's third anniversary.
Yes, I remember. I remember after recording, you're like, I'm headed there.
Yeah, I'm so going. I immediately headed down there. I ended up getting a couple pours there. I did a couple stouts. I should be more ready and had this up already, but I'm not professional. So it's like our it's not like we've been doing this for a few episodes or so. All right. So I did one of them I did is what Mind at Large. It was a weeded bourbon barrel aged imperial stout with candied pecans and vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty viscous but delicious.
Yes.
And then a collaboration they did with Horus Ales and Beer Zombie. It was a rye barrel aged blend of rye wine and imperial stout with caramel, sugar, maple, and vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly less sweet than the other beer.
Okay.
And then I ended up buying cans of a Pilsner they did. It was pretty solid. A German beer that they did with a Highland Park Brewery. And a hazy IPA that they did with Fidens, which is one of the new hot hype breweries that all the kids are ISO of.
Mm-hmm.
But then the main beer I went for, and as long as I live, I'm going to take credit for it. And I've told both breweries the collaboration that I personally made happen.
Even though you did
everywhere.
Nothing. You just put it well, out
I and I also brought the both breweries like their beers whenever they had bottle shares.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, here's some member beers from Solaris when I had a bottle share at everywhere. Or hey, here's some member beers from everywhere. So yeah, vice versa.
Nice. You made it. They didn't even credit
I made
you
it
though.
No, they did not.
They're like some guy with a fucking beard.
Some dude. They didn't even say that. So it's called Sacred Idol.
Mm-hmm.
They went with one of Everywhere's strengths, which is their rooted seltzers.
Yeah.
So it's this tiki-inspired sour ale was brewed with passion fruit, pineapple, apricot, red plum, ruby red grapefruit, and house bitters. And I guess talking to Ryan from Everywhere, the house bitters is made by Stefan at Everywhere. That's his, like... Which, after having it in the drink, I want to get them in a cocktail. Like, get some of it and try it old-fashioned.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's brewed with our good friends at Everywhere. Drink deep.
Nice.
Oh, okay, there it is right there. They even have, like, multiple songs for the ambient pairing.
Oh.
But I thought it would be more pinkish, but it's a very, like, orangish amber color.
Yes.
I mean, it's... Definitely very heavy on the fruit. Forgot the percentage. Is this on this? 8%. Oh, man, it just shows why both breweries are among my favorites. And I'm glad that I got not just a pour there, but cans to go. So, what are you drinking? See, I beat you to it. I didn't. Well, actually, I let you beat me. I beat myself at my own game, or I beat you at our own game. However it goes.
You sure did. You sure did. I'm drinking the last bottle from the Ale Apothecary that I bought like a long time ago. So this is the Sauvie, Sauvie. The wild fermentation ale aged in wine barrels with hops grown on Savi Island. It's a 6.83% ABV. So There was three bottles in the series. I think I drank all three of them on the show. Who knows what episodes? That'd be way too much research.
Somewhere between 1 and 300.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it's sour, but it's got a really nice taste to it. Okay, I'm trying to figure out how to word it right. It gives wine like hints, but you don't get any of that nasty wine like aftertaste or anything like that. You know what I mean?
It's the tannins.
Yeah. It's like hanging out in the corner, like, hey, we're here. Come hang out with us if you want to, but you don't need to. We're good over here.
Right. Okay.
Like, you notice it, but it's not like fucking with the sour. So
it's whiny enough to let you know that there's wine aspects to it, but it's not strong enough to where it interferes with the beer. I mean, that's one of their strengths, is just wild fermented sours, so I can't imagine they would mess that up.
True. It's definitely not as dry as I remember one of them being, with all the grass that they added to it. This one's a lot more, this one's really, really good. I would definitely recommend getting this one. So.
Yeah, I haven't had a lot of beers from them, but I also haven't had a bad beer from them.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had like a really good just sour, you know what I mean? Because everything's like fruited sour, smoothie sour, hand jerk sour.
Right. That they cork and cage all their bottles. It's not full. It's not full cork, but it's also not the even worse evil of the where they put the cork inside and then put the bottle cap over it.
Yeah.
But this one's the one where you got to twist the cork, right? And then you can just pull it out.
Yeah. I have the cork system.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I made sure to open it because, like, you know, got a little worried. I didn't think a wild sour would be crazy, but I just didn't really feel like cleaning a mess.
Again.
Nothing like stopping the show to go grab towels.
Yeah. Like, but at least, like I said, they're not the complete assholes where they're like, hey, let's shove this cork all the way in there and then put a bottle cap over the top of that. So if you're not paying attention, you just grab your bottle opener and not a cork screw.
Yes. So, but Danny, I did text you this morning.
Yes.
I made, I don't know if investment is the right term when you buy it's something. Not. I purchased a bottle. So I didn't go beer shopping. I went bourbon shopping, hunting, however you want to call it. Because I needed new mixers, right? And I was like, but you know, there was one bottle at this one store I had my eyes on. And, you know, so I go there and I do a quick glance over the counter. I don't see it at first. I'm like, okay, maybe it just got moved over. So, you know, go to the section, I grab the mixer. And the guy's like, I go back to the counter and I'm just like kind of looking. I'm like, oh, I'm just looking behind your counter. I was like, I feel like you sold something that I was looking at last time. And we were going through and he told me he sold it, but he sold it for a lot less than what he sold it, what he listed it as. So I'm like, okay, homeboy's good to bargain. So and then he told me at another store, and I actually went to the store. I've actually been to the store before, which is funny. I didn't realize he owned two. I was like, all right. And he's like, I got another one over there. Let me know if you want it. He's like, my wife's over there. So I go over there and it's in there. And, I see it in the case and I'm just like, fuck, now I have to make a decision, right? Like, I came here.
I mean, at this point now, it'd be rude not to buy it.
So I'm in the aisle. I'm just like looking at it. I'm like, all right, what am I gonna offer? And so I ended up picking up the bottle. Danny, get your pinkies out. This is the Van Winkle Special Reserve the 12 years old Lot B. So, obviously, you can't. It's backwards for whatever reason to the camera. So, smells pretty good. Not gonna lie.
It looks like it mixes pretty well with all that Coke you put in there.
Whoa. Let's not start another witch hunt, okay? Man, there's some things you just can't joke about on this show, man. Come on. It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good.
Right. I was waiting for one of two reactions. Either, goddamn, this is good, or for the price, I could probably just get something cheaper that is close, but not the same. Like, not fully the same, but pretty close.
It's just way too smooth. Like,
Balanced is the right word. No witch hunts, you said.
Balanced. The way it just rolls down is just easy to drink. Super balanced. Obviously, still got a little bit of the Kentucky hug, because you don't want it to not be present, right? You still want to be hugged.
Right. I was going to say, what's the point of, you know, there's no love if there's no hug, right?
Exactly. So it is 90 proof, so 45% ABV by those looking at home. So I did get it for a better price than what you probably would find it online. So I don't want anybody to start giving me investment opportunities. But I am pretty stoked about this. Now I feel like I live in a tax bracket that I don't belong in.
Right?
Like, who's just only drinking this stuff? Only.
So, there's a bourbon podcast I listen to, the Black and Brown podcast. Three guys, two of them are cousins, but they're all brothers, if you know what I mean, as they put it. But they did one episode where they had people, listeners, message in their daily listeners, and there was a couple of them where they're like, what kind of life are you living where that's your daily, that's a daily sipper?
That is true. I don't know.
And it wasn't Weller, but it was, you know, I mean, it wasn't that, but it was some pretty fancy stuff. There was a couple of them where it was pretty hard to find unicorn expensive bottles.
I was not a fan of the Weller, man. So that's
Not Weller, but yeah. The Pappy. I mean, I don't know why I said Weller. The Pappy. It wasn't the Pappy, but it was something like along those lines.
Yeah.
Where you got to go at the right place, the right time, and know somebody. And they're like, how are you getting, first of all, how are you getting the bottles enough for it to be a daily sipper? And where are you getting the cash to pay for it? How much? It's like, did you not understand the question? We're not talking about like, what's your flex bottle?
That is pretty funny. I'm just out there selling plasma every day to do what I can.
But real quick, the show, the way they sign off every episode.
Yeah.
Keep it black and drink it brown.
That's pretty funny. That is pretty funny. But yeah, no, definitely. I did enter that drawing in, so I'm super stoked. If I do win, I'll be a lot more happy.
The raffle? You bought some charity, $100 charity ticket?
I just bought one, man. I just did one. It's an investment.
it's for charity. The tax write-off.
Yes, it's for charity. But
for the kids.
One of the Habitat and Humanity is stores or functions in Kentucky has a bunch of bottles of Pappy, and they are doing a raffle. The grand prize raffle is like 7 bottles. It looks pretty fancy. Danny, you might have to like just fly over here so we could do just a recording on Pappy tastings.
Right. I mean,
Take a
price of my ticket flying there and back is probably still cheaper than the cumulative value of the 7 bottles you would win.
Yes.
That the bottles alone will put you into the next tax bracket when you do your taxes next year.
Exactly. I got to make sure I don't claim them. Just put them. I never won.
They'll make you sign something. It's like Vegas. You can't win more than a certain amount or else you're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, they only write down the value as the MSRP value.
Yeah. Still.
Because I'm like looking at it, I'm like, the grand prize doesn't look that great on MSRP value, but on the streets, man, on the streets, you are rolling. Yes.
the 24th of March, Sean, is National Cocktail Day. Ooh. So I went to a few places. Went to King's Fish House to get one of my favorite new cocktails, the New York Sour,
mm-hmm.
which whiskey sour with a floater of red wine on top.
Interesting.
And then I had planned to go to the Game Lab in Riverside.
Yeah,
that has my other favorite cocktail, the Japanese Japanese sour, where they use Japanese whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give you the option if you want the egg whites or not. Always go with the egg whites if they give you the option. It's that nice foamy texture to it.
Yes.
And they do pour it out of like the container, you know, that's pasteurized and stuff. So it's not like they're just cracking eggs back there and you're hoping and praying.
Yeah.
But in the middle, I went to, there's a little bar at the Food Lab. And another bourbon podcast I listened to, they were talking about old cocktails. And one of them they mentioned was the penicillin.
Ooh.
And it's basically
intense.
It is. It's the bourbon they use, the liquor they use in it is peated scotch. And it's made with peaty scotch, lemon juice, and a honey ginger syrup. And when I ordered it, the bartender, I saw her go back behind the thing and immediately pull her phone out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I don't know about this.
Yeah. I had to explain what a Kentucky mule was at one point.
Yes.
Whoa, bro. You already turned off the computer once today. You can't do that again. Not now.
But fucking kids, right?
Right.
Whether they have two or four legs.
Like, bro.
Still assholes.
Yes, exactly.
But I looked up and she grabs the Johnny Black and comes over, gives me the cocktail, has the little chunks of like ginger chews in it. And I take my first sip and I'm like, oh, this is a solid drink. I could drink these all the time now too. And I don't know if it's because of the way she made it.
Yeah.
Or that's the way they're supposed to be made. Like, I don't know if she messed it up and made it delicious on accident. Or if, but yeah, dude, if you go out to a bar and you're looking for something new, penicillin.
Ooh, gotcha. Ooh.
The other one that I didn't try is called a paper plane.
Yeah.
This one has bourbon, Amaro, Aperol, and lemon juice.
Nice.
So that's the next on my cocktail list of things to try.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, old. and after I kind of drank it and stuff, she was kind of walking by and I asked her, I was like, hey, I saw you looking it up. And she's like, oh yeah, there's another guy that comes in and orders all these old weird cocktails and stuff. She's like, I just couldn't remember the measurements. And I was like, oh, okay. And I said, well, you did a good, it came out awesome. So
whatever you did, keep doing that.
Yes. But yeah, so I guess she knew the drink. She just couldn't remember the ratios.
Mm-hmm.
Because some other old guy comes in and gets weird drinks too. In her words.
It's okay, Danny. You're not that old bunch.
And then, you know, Jody ordered one of their tiki drinks. It was a banana thing. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
So. But then I was told about this app, Sean. Called OnlyDrams.
Really?
Yes. I mean, the name isn't the strongest point.
No.
Its function is. But they right now they're only available on Apple.
Okay.
But I did get an email this morning, oddly enough, that they're going to start beta testing for Android phones.
Hey, let's go.
So the point of it is, it's like almost like Untapped without the ratings. It's more of just a inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's whiskeys.
Okay.
Is all they have. But they're looking at adding other liquors. So, and it was pretty cool. Like they had a function where you could just scan the barcode and it would either come up and say, oh, it's this bottle. Or if it wasn't in their thing, like basically helping them out, you can take a picture of it and send it to them. And there's been I'll get an email. I've been on a few emails where it's like, oh, hey, this was added to your collection.
Hmm.
So I showed my wife, because, you know, I don't keep secrets from her. I'd rather get in trouble for being honest than getting in trouble for the thing and then getting in trouble for lying to her about it.
Makes sense.
But they have an option where they have like the number of bottles you have, the collection, the value of the collection. They have it broke. You can break it down by variety, rarity, and then the stat, how many of them are open or unopened.
Okay, nice.
And I don't have my full collection in here. There's a couple of them in there that I just didn't want to deal with because it was getting late.
Yeah.
But they didn't have barcodes and they're from a smaller distillery.
Yeah.
But I'm about 10 bottles or so away from my full collection is 86 bottles.
Okay.
So I showed it to my wife with the collection value hidden. And I was like, if you want to know how much their value is, I said, just click that little button, click the little icon right there and it'll show you. And I said, but just remember, ignorance is bliss. And she was like, well, is it more or less than your jerseys? And I'm like, oh, less than. It's like, well, what about more or less than your beer? And I'm like, oh, more than that. I don't have very many bottles of beer left. And then she's like, well, what about your hats? And I'm like, oh, it's less than that too. And she's like, oh. And she almost pushed it. She's like, no. And gave me back her phone. She's like, ignorance is bliss. Right. But since she doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Well, this is because inflated prices too, right? Because you bought some.
No, this isn't even necessarily what I paid for it. This is retail.
Okay, so it's just going off MSRP of the bottle.
Straight.
Got you. No street prices.
No street pricing. This is all retail.
Okay. What we got?
86 bottles, $5,802.
That's really not that bad.
I did the math. It's like a little less than $70 a bottle.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. I mean, when you just see the number, but then you see the number of bottles.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's only like $70 a bottle.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she didn't need to know that. She doesn't want to know it.
Yeah. They're all just sitting there looking fancy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a bunch of them open, but not too many.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, that dude was selling Blanton's, and obviously I could probably negotiate it down, but he had it. He's like, yeah, all the prices are negotiable. He's like, that's just the, you know, starting price. But it was like $145 for Blanton's.
Oh, that's surprisingly not as high as I thought it would be. Not as bad as the time I went to a liquor store by my father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy had it for $199.
Jesus.
And I was like, really? $199? He's like, yeah, the distributor told me that's what it's selling for. And I'm like, yeah, secondhand. You're not a fucking, you know, guy on the corner. Like, you're a retail.
Yeah, you gotta put like, shit online and stuff and try to meet people that can't get to it.
But there's also a reason why, he posted it on Instagram, like on a Tuesday, that he had it, and I went on Saturday and he still had it.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
I guess it just takes...
Well, people care. What,
I mean, and this was a few... I mean, well, this was a few years ago, even, when it was really bad. Because there's a reason why it's been sitting here almost a week now. It just takes one person.
Yep.
So USA Today did a readers poll, and I don't know. I guess we just don't stay at enough hotels anymore to get the USA Today.
I guess so. I don't think so.
Because I don't know anybody that reads it on purpose, like subscribes to it. I just know you just wake up at a hotel room in the morning and it's out front of your door. And you, it's what you step. It's the thing you have to step over when you're going out for the day or checking out.
Yeah.
So, real quick, the 10 cities, Santa Rosa, which I guess they got, you know, blind Russian River and a couple others. Philadelphia. Do you feel Philadelphia belongs on the list, Sean?
I have not been I have not been to the Brew City, but I don't know. Like, I feel like I can't really answer that question anymore because, like, I've just turned my back on beer in general. You know what I mean?
But when you did beer, though, like, did you feel like it had a lot of choices out there? I know you haven't done all the breweries, but
I really felt like I liked the Jersey beers better than the Philly beers when I was doing all the beers in 19 and 20 and 21. Like, I don't even think Yards is like, their beer is like that good. I finally found like one beer I actually liked, and now the only way I could get it is like in a mix pack, and that's super annoying.
Right? So it's like, it doesn't even have like Human Robot in here.
Yeah.
Again, we were talking, you know, before the show, and this very much feels like people who know about craft beer but aren't in the world of craft beer took this poll, which makes sense that it's a USA Today. You know, it's the same people that read like Esquire or GQ and call liquor stores looking for Blanton's or Pliny the Elder because they saw it in a magazine as being one of the best beers or the best bourbons or something.
Yeah.
But like, nothing on here, like, I guess Fort Collins, but there's better cities in Colorado.
I don't know. I felt like
Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, Fort Collins. I mean, I know there's a lot of breweries up there. Columbus, I know, always has a bunch, but we never went like hopping through there.
Richmond. Yeah, and this more seems like
And I thought Richmond, Virginia was just really a bunch of warehouses.
Right.
I guess you need something to do after working at the factory or working at the warehouse.
And then Grand Rapids, first of all, where do they get the nerve calling themselves Beer City USA? Just because they got you know, the top racist brewery in the country. Well, arguably top two, because BrewDog's still a thing.
Yes. Yeah.
But Brewery Vivant was pretty good. I like that. Mm-hmm. That place.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, though. Like, Founders had good beer. They just ever, like, us, we stopped drinking it just because of all this stupid shit that they kept getting themselves into.
Right.
So, like, that was the same thing. Even my girlfriend, like, stopped drinking Founders, and that was, like, one of her main breweries to drink. Like, she'd always get that watermelon Goza, that striped zebra beer.
Right.
That was, like, one of her go-tos for a long time.
Yeah, I'm just surprised, like, Anaheim isn't on here, because they got, you know, not just brewery scenes, but they mentioned bottle shops and tours and stuff, and they got a bunch of places where you can just park your car and walk like three blocks and hit up four breweries.
Yeah,
you know, same thing with San Diego. If any place should be Beer City USA, I hate it.
Yeah,
as a Dodgers fan, it should be San Diego. I don't know, man. This is why sometimes democracy is a failure. Oh, man. So they're trying to make the NFL softer based on, like, as that one dude put it, that we bring up on the Instagrams, from the Instagrams, that basically, I can't remember what the words were, but the acronym turned out to be flag football. And offense go brrr.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think people are taking it a little bit too serious. Because it's not like you can't still do the tackle. You just can't land on the back of their legs. It's like, you have to, like, you're really supposed to be trying to pull to the ground, or like, and like, if your body should be hitting the ground, not like landing on their ankle to where their foot is trapped in the incorrect way. So when the two of you slam into the ground, it like shatters it.
Right.
So I think,
or what happened to Bo Jackson was probably like that kind of tackle where he threw his own, pulled his own hip out of the socket and then put it back in when he fell.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if you look at, and I guess rugby also banned this like 4 years ago. So, and they came up, and the rules of the NFL is very similar to the rules of the, I don't know why I just blanked. Yeah, rugby. So it's really, again, it's like if you watch the rugby players, they're dropping more to the side and their body is hitting the ground before the runner is hitting the ground. So they're not like falling on the legs and trapping the legs, because it looked like they had a lot of the same issues with like their star athletes, like shredding their knees and ankles and whatnot, just because people would land right on top of them.
Look, all I know is it's not a real man sport if the top performing athletes after they retire, you know, die by, you know, driving into oncoming traffic or shooting themselves in the stomach from CTE, all right? Dude, I mean, no, but it's like, it's just crazy how, like, people who've never, I don't know what's worse, the people that played a little bit of football, like in high school, with their shitty opinions, or the people that have never played football and just watch it with their shitty opinions. I don't know who's worse.
Probably the second
Cal Bundys of the world. Yeah.
Cowboys but their fans. Opinions are
Cowboys fans.
I'm just messing, Dan. I'm just messing.
I mean, I was going to say your opinion is already bad enough. We're like that meme where the two guys are like locking arms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, Raiders fans, Packers fans hating the Cowboys.
Man. It's okay. I hate the Bears a lot more than any other team at this point.
Yeah, which is, you know, Chiefs for us.
Yep.
Like, we're supposed to hate the Padres. I mean, not the Padres, the Chargers, but that's, I guess, you know, stop it, they're already dead meme from The Simpsons comes up.
Yeah. It's like a little child hiding behind, like, the wall. You're like, you want me to hate this?
Right.
I feel bad for it. We'll see in a couple of years if the Jim Harbaugh thing works out. Maybe it'll refester a little bit of hate.
Maybe.
So.
But yeah.
And then they changed the kickoff rules. So.
Which they learned that from the XFL, which basically the agreement they reached was that that was going to be their rules experimental league / minor league in a way.
Yeah. I haven't seen, I mean, I just don't pay attention to NFL rosters, but are people getting signed off the XFL teams to play in NFL?
More in the last couple seasons than they did the first time around.
Yeah.
I think one or two guys came out of the XFL the first time, but I think there's been not a lot, but more than one or two.
Mm-hmm. And then they merged with the CFL. This is like their first season together, right? Post-merge. Yes. Should be pretty good. But yeah, they changed it. So for those that don't know, the kicker is in the same spot. And then the kicking team lines up on the opposing 45. And then, or it's like 40. And then 5 yards apart, the receiving team is. And then the returner is over in the, you know, at the 10-yard line. So basically, if the kicker kicks a touchback, if the kicker kicks the ball and it goes straight into the end zone and it's a touchback, it goes to the 35-yard line. If it doesn't get to the 20-yard line, it's like a different penalty. But if it lands between the 1 and the 20 and then it goes into the end zone, it's a normal touchback at 20. And if the player catches, once the player catches it, the refs whistle that it's a live ball, and then the teams, you know, do kickoff things where they try to tackle the guy with the ball. So,
okay, yeah.
For those that don't know what the rules are, so it's supposed to create a lot more action with kickoffs, because most kickoffs, I don't remember what the percentage was. It was, but it was high. It was over 50% of all kickoffs in the league were basically all touchbacks. So definitely.
And not just touchbacks, but straight through the end zone touchbacks where the kicker just watched the ball sail over their head. The returner guy, you know, would just watch the ball sail over their head.
Yep, so they could be changing a lot of that piece, but it's not going to make it to where people are, like, running full speed into each other and killing each other either.
No. It'll, you know, there's a, you want to keep the product on the field. You want the fans to, you know, bought tickets. You know, I'm sure the Jets fans that, you know, bought season tickets last year to watch Aaron Rodgers heroically carry the flag out.
Yeah.
And then I was watching – my buddy at work, he's an Angels fan, and he was watching the opening day festivities for the Angels-Orioles game.
Yeah.
And the Orioles had their mascot carry the flag out. And I was like, oh, they didn't want a repeat of Aaron Rodgers, huh? They didn't want one of their players carrying the flag out and dying. they thought it was a bad omen.
Exactly. And then the last change was, and this was just announced like a few days ago, that if you get one of your first two challenges correct, you do get a third challenge. So before, you would have to get your first and your second challenge correct to get a third challenge. But as long as you got the first or the second one correct, you can challenge it. So that's also in play this year.
Okay.
But
I don't know. I'm not upset with that, but it just seems unnecessary because I also know that there's a lot of certain times where it's auto challenges, like after the two minute warning and certain end zone plays.
Yeah, all scoring plays are like reviewed now, so yeah.
Automatic. So at this point, do you really need that many challenges if the league's just going to do it for you anyways?
I don't know. We'll see.
But
we shall see.
Yeah, and that's what the preseason probably is going to be a lot of, is there'll probably be a lot of penalties called for a while on the tackling.
Oh, yeah, just trying to get it,
especially for, like, veterans and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, everyone always talks about the NFL is dying and no one's watching it, and then at the end of the season they always say, we had record viewership for this last season, so.
Right?
it's not going anywhere. It's like when Kid Rock shot up all that Bud Light, and then someone went to his bar, and it's like, wait, like a week later, it's like, why was I able to order a Bud Light at Kid Rock's bar?
Yeah.
Like less than a week after he started crying with his gun shooting Bud Light cans.
Boo, 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 boo.
Oh.
Boo.
Speaking of crazy people.
Yeah.
So the state of Tennessee is looking out for its citizens, Sean.
Are they?
They're looking at passing a law banning chemtrails.
Interesting.
So I don't know how they're going to enforce it, if they're going to just like not allow airplanes to fly over the state anymore, or if after the law passes and people are like, what are those things in the sky, and it's like, oh, that's just water vapor trails, because you know we banned chemtrails, so that's just what, that's to, like, you know, pacify the conspiracy mind.
Yes, it's all water.
As it's like that meme with the astronaut with the gun to the back of the other astronaut's head, where it's like, has it always been just water? Yes, it's always been just water.
Always.
And then Florida, we'll see how this goes. This will be interesting.
Yes.
It might have the same effect in Texas as Texas's law did. Mm-hmm. They want to make it illegal for anyone under the age of 14 to have social media, which if you read the terms and services of all social media,
yeah,
I think you had to be 14 already anyways.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people that just lied about it, because, you know, people do that on the internet.
What?
They lie.
People don't lie on the internet. Stop it.
I showed one of my coworkers this week that, and I pull it up whenever I can, that meme from clip from Arthur, where the being warned about people lying on the internet, and Arthur's like, wait, people go on the internet and tell lies? That doesn't seem very nice. So if they're going to, you know, try to do the same thing with Texas did, where like the super rigorous proving your age thing, and just I can just imagine how awesome it would be, the blowback from Florida residents when they lose full access to Facebook.
Oh yeah, all social media.
All social media.
Shut it down.
Right. And how the tech savvy people will have VPNs. Meanwhile, the old people that don't know how to use computers will be complaining about the someone else causing their problems.
Yes.
So California passed a law to almost like the opposite of Florida's law that they have, where, you know, the whole thing of Florida man mm-hmm. is because basically as soon as you're arrested for something,
yeah,
your name becomes public record. So you don't have to be convicted. You just have to be arrested. So that's why there's all these weird, bizarre crimes in Florida. And gotcha. You get Florida man
oh.
versus other states. So California went the opposite, where if they showed a perpetrator being arrested,
mm-hmm.
the police couldn't show their face on social media or in any kind of media.
Yeah.
So the Murrieta Police Department took yeah. the interesting step of photoshopping different Lego heads on the faces on over the heads of perpetrators at being arrested.
Lego's like, don't do this.
Exactly. Got the C&D.
Did they?
Yes, Lego dropped a C&D on them almost immediately within a couple days.
Oh my God, like, that's stop. Hilarious. Hey, Captain, this note's for you, bud.
Right? You know, and I mean, they use different faces too. And they, it was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Just the looks on the faces, just like people, like someone having their handcuffed with a cop over them, like with the one, you know, one hand holding the handcuffs, another one with like the shoulder with the head on the cruiser,
yeah,
with a Lego head.
Absolutely.
And Lego's like, yeah, we're not the most thrilled with you using our heads and of our characters in that way at all.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and say no, don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, all the articles that I had read were Southern California law, California Police Department, and then finally I saw one where it said it was Murrieta.
So close.
So exactly, man. They had a sense of humor at least about it.
Dude, I feel like was... yeah, that's what happened in New Jersey with the freeway signs. They got in trouble.
Oh, because their signs were too funny?
Yeah. Their signs were too funny and that we got cracked down by the man.
Yes. I mean, but people respond to funny more than they respond to lectures and yelling
or stupid punny things that don't matter. It's like work, yes. like it's like work puns, like super fake motivational. Like, I don't need that in my personal life.
No, not at all.
I get paid to deal with that other shit.
So Forza came out with their big update, and amongst other things, one of the things they did was they kind of took away the reward system. Mm-hmm. So like you would level up cars, yeah. and as you leveled up, you got points to put towards modifications. But not only did you get points, but then you would level up, you would unlock different modifications.
Yeah.
So now the way they're doing it is the big change on this one is that whenever you get a car, all of the modifications are unlocked.
Yeah.
And you can either earn the points to modify it via grinding and leveling the car up. Because this is what a lot of people are complaining about. It's basically a grind fest, which it is.
Yeah.
If you get a new car, you want to drive it, but have it maxed out so you can race online. You know, you got to put some driving time in that car. And so people are like, well, I don't want to have to drive a car for 10 hours so I can, you know, drive it online. They're like, all right, cool.
We got a solution for you.
how much are you willing to pay? How much is your time worth? Because that's the other option. You can either earn the points or you can pay for the points.
Oh boy. How much do you have to pay?
I think it's like $5 for 1,000 and or some. So I don't really play online. I just use it sometimes, like at the end of the night, having it sipping on something and just killing time without thinking, just race around against some robots.
You're just in there for the race with the wind in your hair.
Exactly.
The wind in your beard.
Dude. The subreddit though, man, like people take this way too seriously. I can't remember the name of the voice actor. Remember we saw him at one of the anime cons? He was sitting there with his wife before they like let the people in, and he was just kind of scrolling on his phone.
I didn't.
And you were like, hey, it's that guy. He's right there. And I'm like, oh, hey, it is him.
I don't remember.
But anyways.
At the one con we went to, what, over four, like 8 years ago?
Yeah. Right. But he, he did a bit about that. It's like, getting into a new hobby. And it was like the joke, you know, but the hobby was like water. I was like, oh man, I like water. And then it's like going on Reddit. Basically like Reddit ruins any hobby because everyone just takes it too serious. And so they're like talking about how shitty the cars sound.
Yeah.
They don't sound anything like the real car, or how shitty they handle. Or did anybody test this car before they put it in the game? Did anybody do this? And it's like
no, the graphics. They just threw it out there. No testing at
right.
all.
Right. It's like the graphics on this car suck. Is that why all the races take place in the rain? Because then you can cover up the bad graphics by the graphics of the water on the road. Dude, like find anything you love and go on Reddit, and it's just so much hate. Magic the Gathering,
mm-hmm.
EDH,
yeah,
it's all fun.
Yeah, you really have to ask a question that you have and then type in Reddit after that and just seek the question, the answer to the question you're looking for. But yeah, don't just spend all your time in it. That yes. shit is can that shit will ruin it for sure.
Like one of two things will happen. Either you'll just go through and realize how fucking ridiculous people are taking, like, you know, things a little too serious, like threatening people over a video game, or you'll get sucked into that world and you'll start threatening people over video games.
Yeah. It makes me laugh because I was just playing. I played a game of Helldivers, at like 3 o'clock, so I had like enough time. But like the game took too long, so I was like, okay, I can't get a second one in, because you know, like I was gonna make sure I at least had 40 minutes before I started the second game, and I didn't. So I was like, okay, if shit goes sour, like I'm gonna have to push the recording back like 15 minutes or whatnot, just because like I'm gonna run out of time. But yeah, like some guy doesn't have his mic muted and people are just putting in the chat, like yelling at him. I'm like, just mute him. Like nobody talks. Like nobody talks to each other. Like somebody will toggle. One person will eventually get tired that nobody's like trying to be the leader and will start toggling places on the map to go to. That's all we need. That's all we need. Like when you go to a base, what's going to happen? One of us is going to throw a beacon on there to drop bombs on it. There's no... Anybody who's played the game should know that you don't go into the base at the high... You know, because I don't play on easy. I play, like, mid or the beginning of the hard. So it's like, most of the people know what they're doing. They're, like, level 10, level... You know, they're above level 10. So it's just like, why are you getting so mad, bro? Just use the mute button. Use the mute button.
Right, it's there for a reason.
And it's super easy to do it. You just hit start, go to your team, click on them, mute. Super fast. Super beautiful.
Right. Yeah, especially if it's a game where people aren't talking.
Exactly. So it's the end. It's starting to become the end of the winter anime as we're getting ready to transition into the spring era. So there's a couple ended that I finished. So with 28 episodes, arguably one of the animes that'll be nominated for Anime of the Year next year.
Easily. I think easily nominated. Arguably winner?
I would say hands down in the running. arguably winner. Gonna be a shit show if one of the typical animes win, I think. Well, nobody takes the Crunchyroll series anyways. But
not anymore after last year.
Yep. Furian is the anime. So this is 28 episodes long. I think we talked about it long, long ago during the
Couple episodes.
Yeah, I think we talked about it in the fall, and began in the fall, because it was such a long anime. So that one finally came to an end. And it's not even really done. Like, it has a good conclusion. Like, they wrap up the chapter. They don't leave a cliffhanger. But you know that there's more to do. Like, they didn't really even arrive at their destination. So
they Lord of the Rings did it. Where, like, after the first movie and even the second movie, it's like, you know they still have to take the ring to Mordor. But it kind of ended with a satisfying pause in the story. So they had to go. Jody was asking me why, and it has been so long, I couldn't remember exactly why they were going to talk to the dead. Like, I think she wanted to talk to her, I can't remember if it was her teacher or the hero.
I think it's the hero.
And it's like, hey,
but they have to go to the
demon. Did you like me? did you like me? But in order to do that, to get beyond a certain point, they needed a level one mage.
Correct. A class, and, or was it like class one mage? Or
whatever, class like one, level one, something like that. But yeah, and so they were like, you know, they wanted to get the apprentice of Frere and Fern to do it. And they're like, well, why don't you do it too? And she's like, man, this is all fucking bullshit. She's like, this is like the sixth or seventh organization trying to tell people how to do magic since humans learned magic. This one will just fade away too. And so, but they're like, yeah, but if we both do it, at least one of us will pass. And so the last, what, 8 episodes or so was the test.
Yeah.
For the.
Yeah, it was 3 rounds of testing. And it was like there was 3 rounds of testing. All the eight episodes were needed to get through them. There's a couple like in between the test or the rounds of the test, there's usually like one episode of them just out doing things. They even have like
episode or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I felt very satisfied with the ending. I feel like, almost all the characters just are relatable. They're you get passionate, like you like them or you hate them, but you have passion. It's not like you just go, they're a terrible character that was terribly written. You're like, I don't like, this is a villain character and I don't like it. It was written correctly.
Even the one girl that's a villain character, and originally it's like, oh, I'm not gonna like her, and then they start showing her more. And she went from just like hot evil armpit girl to, you know, someone that has a story and a reason why and all this stuff. So,
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And and then you have the elf that was it was Frerin's teacher's teacher, and of course, like, you know, they don't get along. So, there's obviously funny words and spits and spats at each other and stuff like that. I just like how Furia just like talks mad shit on her.
Yes.
But and then you like look at her and she does stupid shit like fucking jumping in a mimic chest.
Yes. Yeah, someone posted a meme on Reddit a while ago where it was like the story of Raren, and it was like super thick, and it was like the story of Frere and if the demon king lord was a mimic, and it was like super thin. Like, she talks herself, she's like, it could be a mimic, but that's what they want you to think. It's probably a treasure chest with something that I want in there, and then mimic.
Oh God, help, it's so dark.
It's dark in here, it's scary, get me out of here. I love the second test where the test taker goes with the two of them, Frere and Fern, and she's like, I think you two have the best chance of getting to the end. I'll just cruise along with you. I'm not going to interfere, but I'll just be there. And then almost immediately gets sucked into a mimic, and she's like, and Fern's trying to pull her out, and she's just like, I fucking chose the wrong party, didn't I?
Yes.
somebody on Reddit, and I don't know if he was being legitimate or if he was just fucking throwing a hand grenade into the gasoline pool of our anime.
Yes.
Saying that he didn't get why it was popular because it was boring. Like this, like slow pay, too slow and boring.
Yeah. Yeah, that would start. I mean, that's a hand grenade.
Yes.
I mean it is a different tempo though.
It's not this normal shonen fighting pace, or it is more like what's it called? Lifestyle, what's that called? The lifestyle anime,
I don't know why I can't think of it.
Something slice of life. Slice of life anime, yes. I'm like, it's something of life. What's that first word? It's like it has the slice of life pacing with some fighting and some action, but it's more about the characters and getting to know them than it necessarily is about the fighting and the magic. But when they do fight, the animation is awesome. And so... Dude. And they do a really good job of showing everybody's different styles, different ways. Mm-hmm. And like one of the key things they keep pushing in the show is if you can't, like in the world of magic, if you can't picture it, you can't do it.
Yeah.
So, and they go to show that in a few different places of people either doing something, not being able to do something you think they should be able to do. And it's like, I can't see myself doing it. Or it's like, oh, no one can do this. And then someone comes in and it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's easy. And then they do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much. And plenty of the feels.
Yes. Between the feels and comic relief, they got a good balance.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah. And I like how much like Farron comes so cold to... She always seems so cold, and then you realize, like, a lot of her goofy self is, like, influenced from Himmel.
Yes.
Yeah. And every time, like, Himmel's talking to her, like, when she's being, like, a stubborn, like, person went back in their party days, it always makes me, like, teary-eyed.
Right?
I'm like...
Somebody posted a meme today, and it was, like, a text conversation between Rerun and the guy, Heel. Axe kid.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, text conversation on his first day with the party, and it was like, hey, what's up with Frerin? And it's like, oh dude, she's just having a flashback about Himmel. Don't worry, she'll be back to normal in a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And it just shows her like staring off like she does when she has a flashback. And I thought about that. I'm like, is she just, are they like waving their hands in front of her face like, hello?
Yeah.
The other scene I liked, and I tried to find it online on the YouTubes to show my wife just the one scene.
Yeah.
Was when they were plotting to take on the Frerin duplicate in the second battle. The two girls, the land and water girl that she partnered up with in the first battle, were just straight up doing WWE moves on each other.
Oh yeah,
like one of them hit like the suplex, and one of them hit like the rock bottom, and
yeah.
I watched it and I'm like, I finally noticed it partway through, and I'm like, had they been doing that the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh fuck, I gotta rewind and watch them.
Yeah, they're always fighting behind the scene.
But yeah, that was probably as far as the comedy, up there for me, just because the goofiness of the moment, like the seriousness of the moment, and they're in the back, not even paying attention, just kicking each other's ass.
Yeah. Pretty much.
But, man, yeah. Anime of the year. It's early still, but...
Anime.
I can't picture... I can't...
Fucking year.
Something... And the other one, it's wrapped up, and I'm planning on talking about it next week.
Mm-hmm.
That they're putting up there, that people were sad because they both ended the same week, is The Apothecary Diaries.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the top anime of the week, you know, in the next week or two, once all these concluded ones end and all these new ones start.
Yeah, like not maybe not this week because there's still like the ratings are from this week, but next week when they're clean slate.
Yep, the deck shuffles.
Right.
Yeah, so there's another anime that we both wrapped up this past week. It's Villainous Level 99. I might not be the demon lord, but I'm the secret boss or some weird shit like that.
It was the secret. Yeah, I'm not the demon lord, but I'm the secret boss. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, it was a pretty funny anime overall. I don't think it's like probably like anime a solid. Yeah, it's probably like a solid 7 out of 10. It was pretty funny. I feel like the villainous trope is starting to slowly get annoying because there's just so many right now. Like every season, there's an abundance of it.
Right, but she seems to be doing it like I guess not as the same as the other ones. It's a little twist, which is kind of keeping it more okay.
Yeah,
it's not full like the truck-kun dot meme.
Correct. Yeah, I definitely felt like this one was a lot better to watch just the way they approached it. It wasn't like she was trying to like hook up with like the main hero or way change up things.
Right. She had two goals. One was to make sure that the hero of the video game, the heroine of the video game, accomplished her mission and married the prince because she didn't want to do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was that she didn't want to die.
Yep.
That was pretty much it. Like, she's like, well, I do like the point where, and she figured it out after a little while, where there are certain points where the heroine would go into, like, basically, for lack of a better term, autoplay mode.
Yeah.
When it came to important story beats of the video game.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting take, and obviously there's like a secret part to it toward the end, so no spoilers. But
right.
Yeah, but it was, I thought it was interesting that they did touch base on that, like, how, like, she felt forced to do different things based off, like, because the video game was written that way. Which I thought was
right, and even in, like,
a cool adaption.
Right, because even then, like, her eyes would, like, glaze over, basically. Like, they would go almost cat's eye, get big.
Yeah.
And lazy. Mm-hmm. So you like, oh shit, she's fucking in another trance. Which and the other thing too is they don't use it a lot. They use it a couple times before you even realize what's happening, because in like flashbacks, she's like, oh wait, those other things probably happened because of it too. And then it happens one more time after it's pointed out.
Yep. Exactly. So
it's not a trope they go to a lot. After you realize it, it's like they did it a couple times and then she realizes it and then they do it one more time.
Yeah. So I was gonna just say, if you're looking for an easy to watch anime with a little bit of goofiness, definitely worth watching that one.
Right. I was just gonna touch on one more point I wanted to talk with you about, was that whole montage of her trying to be assassinated. Like, she's just like whatever about it. Like, they trick her into like putting these magic stopping cuffs on her.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I can't use my magic. And he's like, aha. And then calls out the assassins, kill her. And she's like, oh yeah, but my strength's at level 99 too. And she just rips them off. And then the one guy's like trying to stab her in bed.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you trying to assassinate me?
Yeah, the best part is because she's so deadpan about everything.
Right, and that's why it's the best. Is she's just like, no feeling of anger or anything. Just like, hey, were you trying to assassinate me? Because that's not gonna work, guy.
Yeah. Right.
And every time, like, she just, like you said, so deadpan, and someone's like, yeah, and you know, don't do that. Or next time you tell me, next time you're going to do it, say something. Okay, I'm going to do it. And immediately does it. Right. Oh, but yeah, no, it's worth watching, but it's not anime of the year, but it's definitely got some good chuckles, and it's only 12 episodes, which anymore is the short animes.
Yeah. True. Very true. All right, everybody. Well, that's it for today's show. Make sure you check us out on Apple Podcast, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon Music, and we finally made it, iHeartRadio. You can find us on there.
Oh, no, we are on iHeartRadio?
Yeah, they finally let us go on there. Nah, somebody failed the audit.
Someone fell asleep at the wheel. It's all their cutbacks they're doing.
Exactly. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram as well. Catch us on Untappd, all the magical places. We'll see you guys next time. Take care.
Later.